It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, the show where a guy looks back at selected hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Also, some old musical TV shows, albums you may have forgotten or never even heard of, and more. Now, here's your host, the old man himself, Roger Stroop. Hello, and welcome to episode 75 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. This week, we're looking at the charts of August 7th, 1971. Around this time, Scotsman Jackie Stewart clinched his second Formula One World Driving Championship at the Austrian Grand Prix. He crashed out of that race, but he already had five wins, and none of the other drivers who were close enough to catch him scored enough points in the race to still have a chance to catch him, so he backed into the title. Here was what was happening in the culture beyond the racetrack. The highlight of this month's movie releases was The Omega Man, which starred Charlton Heston as one of the few survivors of a plague that's turned some people into mutants. It was based on the same story that was later turned into the Will Smith movie I Am Legend. It was a big month for westerns, with Doc, starring Stacy Keach as Doc Holliday in another retelling of the gunfight at the OK Corral, The Hired Hand with Peter Fonda, and A Gunfight, in which the title showdown is between the unlikely duo of Kirk Douglas and Johnny Cash. There were a couple horror films debuting this month. The Satan worship chiller The Mephisto Waltz with Alan Alda and Jacqueline Bisset, and a vampire flick with a great title, Let's Scare Jessica to Death. And there was a tale of sex, secrets, and power in Hollywood, in the form of The Love Machine, the film adaptation of Jacqueline Suzanne's follow-up to Valley of the Dolls. Once again, in a month with little TV news, I'm going to look at what was on American television on the date of these charts. ABC kicked off their primetime lineup at 7:30 with Mr. Wonderful himself on the Lawrence Welk Show. Then they aired an episode of the long-running British variety series, The Val Dunican Show, which they were apparently testing out that summer. Val's guests were American singer Ray Stevens and UK entertainers Bernard Cribbins and Anita Harris. And they wrapped up the night with a rerun of a TV movie called The Pigeon, starring Sammy Davis Jr., Ricardo Montalban, and Pat Boone. There's a lineup. NBC started with an adventure theater presentation called Murder in the First, starring singer Bobby Darin and Psycho star Janet Leigh. Then they devoted the rest of the night to a British spy film called Sebastian. And on CBS, the evening starts with an episode of Mission Impossible, in which Jim sends his friend Chico on an important mission. Chico, by the way, is a dog. Then it's three sitcoms. First, it's an episode of The Fred McMurray Show, My Three Sons. Yes, it was still on at that point. It actually had one more season after this. Then it's a show called Arnie, about a working-class Joe who gets promoted to an executive position at his company. And then it's The Mary Tyler Moore Show, with an episode in which Mary and Rhoda go to a club for a divorced people, even though neither of them has ever been married. Naughty, naughty. And they wrap up the night with Mannix, in which the private eye searches for what they then called a compulsive killer. Nowadays, we just call them serial killers. The bestseller lists, top fiction titles included The Passions of the Mind, Irving Stone's imagining of the life of Sigmund Freud, The Bell Jar, poet Sylvia Plath's semi-autobiographical story of a young woman's struggle with mental illness, and The New Centurions, Joseph Wambaugh's tale of three Los Angeles police officers and how the job affects them over time. In nonfiction, readers were picking up Dee Brown's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, a history of the American West from the point of view of Native Americans. Australian feminist Germaine Greer's provocative The Female Eunuch, and the sex manual The Sensuous Man by an author referred to as M., which was the follow-up to The Sensuous Woman by Jay. Maybe they could have turned them into an educational TV show for adults, Sexsame Street, brought to you by the letters J and M and the number 69. And in music, the big story happened on the first of the month when the Concert for Bangladesh was held at New York's Madison Square Garden. The show, organized by George Harrison and Indian musician Ravi Shankar to benefit people from what was formerly known as East Pakistan, who were suffering the effects of war and natural disasters, and it also featured Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, Billy Preston, Leon Russell, and Badfinger. The show itself raised almost $250,000 for the cause, and the subsequent releases of a concert film and a live album have raised millions more since. So now to the charts. As always, we begin below the top 40s. This week, we look at a song from a group that may have been the most unlikely act to perform at Woodstock, and the song itself has a hopeful but ultimately ironic title. At number 90 in the U.S., it's Top 40 by Sha Na Na. Formed in New York in 1969, Sha Na Na quickly attracted attention by dressing like greasers and performing the rock hits of the 50s and early 60s. Among their fans was Jimi Hendrix, who helped them get booked at the Woodstock Festival, and their performance there helped them get a record deal. Top 40 was the first single from their self-titled second album. Top 40 is, surprisingly, a country gospel song. Let's run down the lyrics. Your flight to fame was fast and made you dizzy. Your head, it seemed, was bursting at the seams. But did you realize what you'd been losing by winning all your rock and rolling dreams? Are you on the top 40 of your lordy, lordy, lordy? Will you be a hit in heaven because you were a hit on earth? Are you on the top 40 of the lordy, lordy, lordy? Are you on the top 40 of the Lord? Well, are you? Your songs all started saddled with a bullet, and soon upon the charts were riding high. But will you be among those golden oldies on that great big silver jukebox in the sky? I'm not sure if this song is a sincere call to religious reflection or some kind of satire, but it will get stuck in your head. Top 40 would fall well short of its name, peaking at number 84. Sha Na Na had no more charting singles, but they starred in a syndicated variety show from 1977 to 1981. They also portrayed the band Johnny Casino and the Gamblers in the 1978 movie Grease. And of course, they competed in the Rock and Roll Sports Classic, as I talked about in an earlier episode. They're still going today, although only two original members remain. Now we get into the top 40s, starting in the States with number 32, Moonshadow by Cat Stevens. Born Stephen Georgiou in London in 1948, Cat Stevens began performing in clubs in his teens, and he scored his first UK hit in 1966. 5 years later, he had his first American hit when Wild World went to number 11. Moonshadow was the first single from his fourth album, Teaser and the Fire Cat. Moonshadow is a gentle folk song about accepting what comes to you in life. Follow along with these lyrics. Yes, I'm being followed by a moonshadow. 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 Leaping and hopping on a moonshadow. 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 And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, if, I won't have to cry no more. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, and if I ever lose my legs, oh, if, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, if, I won't have to talk no more. That seems to be taking the phrase, look on the bright side, to the extreme. It's pretty hippy-dippy, but if that's what you're in the mood for, I'd say this is quite good. Moonshadow peaked at number 30. It hit number 26 in Canada and number 22 in the UK. Cat Stevens had 9 more American hits, then gave up music in 1979 after converting to Islam. He returned to music in the 90s, recording mostly religious music under the name Yusuf Islam. Then he began making secular music again in the mid-2000s as just Yusuf. He now records as Yusuf/Cat Stevens, and his latest release was last year's Tea for the Tillerman 2, a re-recording of his hit 1970 LP. We head up to Canada for number 39, Bring the Boys Home by Frida Payne. Born in Detroit in 1942, Frida Payne moved to New York in the 60s, where she made some jazz records and did some musical theater. In 1969, she returned to Detroit to record for Invictus Records, a label founded by 3 Motown veterans, Lamont Dozier, and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland. She had 2 hits in 1970, including the top 5, Band of Gold. Bring the Boys Home was on her album Contact. Bring the Boys Home is a soulful plea for the United States to withdraw its troops from Vietnam, where young Americans had spent years fighting an increasingly unpopular war. Here are some lyrics. Fathers are pleading. Lovers are all alone. Mothers are praying. Send our sons back home. You marched them away. Yes, you did. On ships and planes. To the senseless war, facing death in vain. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Turn the ships around. Lay your weapons down. Can't you see them march across the sky, all the soldiers that have died, trying to get home? Can't you see them trying to get home? Trying to get home. They're trying to get home. Seesaw fire on the battlefield. Enough men have already been wounded or killed. It's a passionate and direct appeal. Soul music was at its most socially conscious at this point. This was the time of songs like Edward Starr's War and Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. And I'd say this song stands up very well beside those. Bring the Boys Home peaked at number 39. In the U.S., it got to number 12. Frida Payne had no further hits, but she continues to record and perform, and her latest album, Let There Be Love, came out this year. Now we head to Britain for the first time to look at their number 38 song, Backstreet Love, L-U-V, by Curved Air. Formed in London in 1970, Curved Air came together when members of a prog rock group called Sisyphus were joined by a folk singer named Sonia Christina. Backstreet Love was the first single from their second album. Backstreet Love, yes, I'm going to say that all the time because that's how I think you should pronounce L-U-V. Backstreet Love is psychedelic-styled hard rock. Let's take the scenic route around the lyrics. Summer's coming, time to dream the day away. And she's so sunny, is the girl you met today. Will she make it? Can she take it? Like to try love, such a shy love. Racket Backstreet leaning on the wall. She reads a story of her life before it all. Did she give love? Could she feel love? Did she find love? Was it real love? Where's your smile today? Did she let you try? Try to see she didn't mean to make you feel so sad. Racket Backstreet, sitting on a wall. She tells a man that she knew before it all. When she made love, she tried to find love. When she gives love, she will find love. The result is this interesting mix of prog, psychedelia, and glam. It's a catchy little gem, and I like Sonia Christina's mysterious, semi-detached voice. Backstreet Love peaked at number 4. The group had no further hits, and they broke up for the first time in 1973. They've been on and off several times since, and have been on since 2008. Their last album was 2014's North Star. We stay in the UK for their number 24 song, Watching the River Flow by Bob Dylan. Born Robert Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941, Bob Dylan dropped out of college to go to New York to visit his hero, legendary folk singer Woody Guthrie. He stayed in the city and began playing folk venues in Greenwich Village, where he attracted record label attention. He released his debut album in 1962, beginning a career that had already seen him become one of the most influential and acclaimed artists in all of music. As far as hit singles, to this point he'd had 11 UK top 40s, including 6 top 10s. Watching the River Flow was a single that would be included later this year on his album Greatest Hits Volume 2. Watching the River Flow is bluesy rock. There's no doubt he had gone electric from the sound of this. Let's let the lyrics flow. What's the matter with me? I can't really say. Standing on these darkened windows from an all-night cafe, looking over the moon and watching the trucks go rolling slow, I'ma sit on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. Wish I was back in the city instead of this bunch of sand, with the sun streaking down over the chimney tops and the one I love so close at hand. Said if I had wings and I could fly, I know where I would go. But until that day, I'm going to sit right here and watch the river flow. People disagreeing on everything makes you stop and wonder why. Why, only yesterday, I met somebody who couldn't help but cry. But this old world keeps on and slowly going. So I'm going to sit here on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. As Dylan goes, it's pretty straightforward. Not a lot of complicated symbolism and no fiery social protest. This is, for the most part, just a rock song, which actually makes it kind of weird by Dylan's standards. Watching the River Flow peaked at number 24. It hit number 19 in Canada and number 41 in the U.S. Dylan had a few more hits in the 70s, converted to Christianity in the late 70s, got a little lost in the 80s, was a part of the Traveling Wilburys near the end of the 80s, had an artistic rebirth in the 90s, and he continues to record and perform even after he turned 80. He released his 39th album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, last year. We're in America again for number 25. Smiling Faces Sometimes by The Undisputed Truth. Formed in Detroit in 1970, The Undisputed Truth were assembled by Motown producer and songwriter Norman Whitfield. Smiling Faces Sometimes was the second single from their self-titled debut album. Smiling Faces Sometimes is foreboding soul about being careful who you trust. These are the lyrics. Or are they? Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Can you dig it? Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies. And I got proof. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, the truth is in the eyes, because the eyes don't lie. Amen. Remember, a smile is just a frown turned upside down, my friend. So hear me. When I'm saying, beware, beware of the handshake that hides the snake. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? I'm a-telling you, beware of the pat in the back. It just might hold you back. Jealousy, misery, envy. I tell you, you can't see behind. It's a compelling take on the theme of suspicion and paranoia that would be touched upon a lot in the early 70s, the age of Nixon and Watergate. See also Backstabbers by the OJs. Smiling Faces Sometimes peaked at number 3, and Canada got to number 6. The group had no further hits and split up in 1979. They briefly reunited in 1990, and then did so again a few years ago, releasing the album Truth Gon' Set You Free in 2019. Now we return to Canada for number 21. Rainy Jane by Davy Jones. Born in Manchester, England in 1945, Davy Jones acted on British television in the early 60s. Then, after a brief stint as a jockey, not a disc jockey, an actual jockey, he entered musical theater by playing the Artful Dodger in the London and later the Broadway stage productions of Oliver. In 1966, he was selected to join the Monkees and he was with them throughout their late 60s run of success. He had made a couple of solo records before he joined the Monkees, and when they broke up, he resumed his solo career, releasing a self-titled album from which Rainy Jane was the first single. Rainy Jane is gentle pop about trying to lift a sad girl's spirits. Let me pour out some lyrics. With a cloud above her head, here comes Rainy Jane. If she stops you, man, she'll bore you with that sad refrain. It's the same old story we've heard 1,000 times before. She'll tell you how he broke her heart, then the tears will start to pour. Hey, Rainy Jane, you gotta stop your crying sometime. Come on, Rainy Jane. It's up to you to make your own sweet sunshine. Jane, you're just a shadow of the girl you used to be. Once you used to live for life, and now you live for sympathy. True, your heart's been broken and you got the right to cry, but if you're going to keep it up, the sunshine's going to pass you by. In both sound and subject, this is extremely similar to Jones's most famous Monkees hit, Daydream Believer. Cheer up, Sleepy Jean, come on, Rainy Jane. It's not much of a stretch. This didn't really have to exist as far as I'm concerned. Rainy Jane peaked at number 14. It only got to number 52 in the U.S. Jones had no further hits, although he did famously sing a song called Girl on an episode of the Brady Bunch. He made a few more attempts at solo success and also reunited a few times with the Monkees until he died of a heart attack in 2012. We'll start looking at songs in the top 20s right after this. Hi, this is your host, Roger Stroop, letting you know that if you like my point of view on old pop music, you can actually find lots more of it on the Old Man Yells at Music blog. I've been looking back at top 40 charts from the 70s, 80s, and 90s and beyond for almost 10 years now, and I've done hundreds of entries and covered thousands of songs from the American, Canadian, and British charts, from the A's to ZZ Top, from Abacab to Zoom. You'll also find my Uneasy Rider tournaments, celebrating the odd ducks of the American Top 40. The 70s tourney is complete, but the 80s one is just getting started, and you can follow along on the blog as it progresses. And of course, you can find links to the latest episode of this podcast and the accompanying YouTube playlists there. So take a look at the Old Man Yells at Music blog, which you can find at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Why is it there? You'll have to go there to find out. That's the Old Man Yells at Music blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. We're back and into the top 20s, starting in Canada with number 16, Never Ending Song of Love by Delaney and Bonnie. Guitarist Delaney Bramlett, a former member of the house band from the TV show Shindig, met Bonnie O'Farrell, a former backup singer for Ike and Tina Turner, in Los Angeles in 1967. They soon married and began performing together. They had moderate success for their first few years, but they made a mainstream breakthrough with this, the first single from their fifth album, Motel Shot. Never-Ending Song of Love is a sweet, simple acoustic love song. This lyric reading will end, because there aren't many of them as far as lyrics go. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love on each other, feel for each other from now on. Feel so good, I can hardly stand it. Like I said, there's not much to it, but what there is delivered with genuine emotion. Essentially, this is a lullaby for adults. Never-Ending Song of Love peaked at number 6. It got to number 13 in America. The Bramletts had one more hit, but they ended their personal and professional relationship in 1972. Delaney made several solo records and played on albums by artists like Eric Clapton and Jerry Lee Lewis up until his death in 2008. Bonnie also recorded by herself and with others, and she dabbled in acting with a recurring role on Roseanne in the early 90s. Now we're in the UK once more for number 15, Leap Up and Down, Wave Your Knickers in the Air by Saint Cecilia. Saint Cecilia was a band from Corby, Northamptonshire, and that's all I know about them. Leap Up and Down, Wave Your Knickers in the Air is Music Hall Bubblegum. Move however you want, with or without undergarments in your hands, while I read the lyrics. I once knew a girl who was very, very shy. She never seemed to catch any boy's eye. She hit on a trick that made all the boys stare. She leaped up and down and waved her knickers in the air. Since it spread like wildfire, and very, very soon, all the other girls in town caught on to her tune, and down on the beach every day without a care, they leap up and down and wave their knickers in the air. Leap up and down, wave your knickers in the air. You gotta do your thing anytime, anywhere. You want to do something to make the boys stare? Leap up and down and wave your knickers in the air. Boys came from miles around to see this famous sight. Lots of naked ladies in the early, early light. Blondes, brunettes, and redheads congregating there, leaping up and down, waving their knickers in the air. So listen, all you ladies, if you want to start a storm, wait until the weather is very, very warm. Strip all your clothes off down to your underwear. Then leap up and down and wave your knickers in the air. The opinions expressed in the preceding lyrics do not in any way reflect the views of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. This is very much in that cheeky, winking vein of British humor reflected by such things as the Benny Hill Show and the Carry On films. Has it aged well? Probably not. Leap Up and Down, Wave Your Knickers in the Air was down from peak of number 12, and Saint Cecilia were never heard from again. Now we're back in America for number 18, Sweet Hitchhiker by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Formed in El Cerrito, California in 1959, Creedence Clearwater Revival were centered around guitarist brothers John and Tom Fogerty. They were first known as the Blue Velvets, then the Gollywogs, until settling on their most famous name in 1967. To this point, they'd had 10 hits, with 8 top 10s, including 5 number 2s. Sweet Hitchhiker was the first single from their 7th album, Mardi Gras. Sweet Hitchhiker is fast-driving rock with that typical swampy CCR sound. Tag along while I read lyrics. Was riding alongside the highway, rolling up the countryside. Thinking I'm the devil's heat wave. What you burn in your crazy mind. Saw a slight distraction standing by the road. She was smiling there, yellow in her hair. Do you wanna? I was thinking, would you care? Sweet Hitchhiker. We could make music at the Greasy King. Sweet Hitchhiker. Won't you ride on my fast machine? Cruising on through the junction, I'm flying about the speed of sound. Noticing peculiar function. I ain't no roller coaster. Show me down. I turned away to see her. Whoa, she caught my eye. But I was rolling down. Moving too fast. Do you wanna? She was thinking, can it last? In a twist ending, the singer ends up hitchhiking himself because the girl he picked up stole his car. That'll teach him. This is just blowout blasting summer party rock. Sweet Hitchhiker would peak at number 6. It got to number 1 in Canada and number 36 in the UK. They had 4 number 1s in Canada and 1 in Britain, but they never topped the American chart. CCR had 1 more hit, but long simmering tensions within the band caused them to break up later that year. John Fogerty has had a successful solo career since. Tom Fogerty, sadly, died of complications from AIDS in 1990. The other two members, bassist Stu Cook and drummer Doug Clifford, have been touring playing the band's songs as Creedence Clearwater Revisited since 1995. We've made it to the top tens. First up, it's America's number 9, What the World Needs Now is Love, / Abraham, Martin, and John, by Tom Clay. Born in New York in 1929, Tom Clay had been a disc jockey since the 50s, working at radio stations in Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Detroit. In 1971, he signed a deal to put together a single for Mo West, a subsidiary of Motown Records. What the World Needs Now is Love / Abraham, Martin, and John was the result. What the world needs now is love, / Abraham, Martin, and John, is a strange record. It begins with an interviewer, presumably Clay, interviewing children and asking them to define the words bigotry, segregation, hatred, and prejudice. The children asked about the first two words mispronounce them. The kid says, "I don't know," to the third. And the last child says prejudice, "I think it's when someone is sick." Then it goes into easy listening renditions of the two songs that give the record its title, which were big hits in the 60s for Jackie DeShannon and Dion, respectively. Interspersed with those songs are clips from news reports about the assassinations and funerals of John and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. And at the end, he repeats the same interviews with the children from the beginning. This was a really makes you think, doesn't it, kind of thing. And it's hard not to be touched by the words of the kids. But 50 years later, it comes off as a bit cheesy and exploitative. What the World Needs Now is Love, / Abraham, Martin, and John, would peak at number 8. It hit number 11 in Canada. Clay released one more single, but it failed to chart. After that, he resumed concentrating on his radio career, making further stops in New York and Los Angeles. He died of cancer in 1995. We hit Britain again to check out their number 7, Tom Tom Turnaround by New World. Formed in Brisbane, Australia in 1965, New World had had one hit in their homeland before they were brought over to the UK by songwriters Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman. They appeared on the talent show Opportunity Knocks, and after they won for 10 weeks in a row, they got a new record deal. Their first British hit was a version of Lynn Anderson's 1970 American hit, Rose Garden. Tom Tom Turnaround was the follow-up. Tom Tom Turnaround is a sad, old-fashioned folk song about regret and loss and second chances. Face whatever direction you want to while I read the lyrics. Tom Tom lived for all he could give, and he stood by his father's side. Then into his world came a sweet young girl, and he took her for his bride. He took her for his bride. Tom Tom, turn around. Don't ever let me down. Don't ever leave my life. Tom Tom, turn around. Don't ever let me down. Take me for your wife. Please, take me for your wife. Tom Tom's called away, but his wife says stay, though he never had to leave before. Sweet young wife only fears for the good life that she may never see, no more. And then he hears her call. Tom Tom, turn around. Don't ever let me down. Don't ever leave my life. Tom Tom, turn around. Don't ever let me down. You can't leave your wife. No, you can't leave your wife. Tom Tom returns, but only to learn there was truth in the words he'd ignored. Sweet young wife found a new kind of life, and a strong man's heart was torn. Will he always hear that call? In the last verse, Tom Tom, unfortunate name that, finds another woman who is attracted to him, and we are left to wonder if he'll make the same mistake with her. Let's hope whatever he doesn't do what another Tom in a folk song does. I'm talking about the Kingston Trio's Tom Dooley. He didn't leave his lover. Instead, he stabbed her to death. Tom Tom's wife got off easy when you look at it that way. Tom Tom Turnaround was down from a peak of number 6. The group had two more hits, but in 1972 they were caught up in a scandal where it was alleged that prostitutes were employed in a scheme to fix the results of their Opportunity Knocks appearances. They were eventually cleared of wrongdoing, but their career never recovered. They broke up in 1976 and have only reunited for a few one-off appearances. We're in Canada once more for number 3, Indian Reservation by the Raiders. Formed in Boise, Idaho in 1958, the Raiders were initially known as the Downbeats, and then Paul Revere and the Raiders, because their organist and co-founder's real full name was Paul Revere Dick. To go with the name, they performed dressed like American Revolutionary War soldiers. In the 60s, they had scored over a dozen hits, including two Canadian number ones, Kicks and Him or Me, What's It Gonna Be? In 1970, they shortened their name to just the Raiders to indicate a more serious musical direction. Indian Reservation was the first single and title track from their 15th album. Indian Reservation is a cover of a song about the plight of Native Americans that was first a hit in 1968 for English singer Don Farden. Here are the lyrics. They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bow and knife, took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. But maybe someday, when they learn, Cherokee Nation will return. It's a very serious, capital V, capital S, rock song, performed with grim determination. Although it does lose something when you know that nobody in this band is actually Native American. They're talking about our ways, but they're actually someone else's. Indian Reservation was down from a peak of number 2. In the U.S., it was their first and only number 1. The Raiders had one more hit later this year, but they have continued to record and perform, though currently without their 2 founding members. Singer Mark Lindsay left in 1975, while Paul Revere himself died in 2014. We run down the top 10s and look at a number 1 right after this. The Old Man Yells at Music podcast now has a Patreon. Yes, if you like this podcast so much you are moved to financially support it, now you can. There are different tiers with different rewards, such as early episode access, the ability to vote on future topics, and bonus episodes about extra songs from the charts I cover, other charts from other years, genres, and countries, and even the biggest hits of the 21st century. And you can even pick an episode topic for me at the top level. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com and search Old Man Yells at Music. Or click on the links to the show notes, my social media posts, or the blog at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com. Help me yell more at more music. Become a Patreon subscriber today. We're back and ready to recap our 3 top 10s. We'll start in Britain. Number 10, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, their 9th top 10. Number 9, Monkey Spanner by Dave and Ansel Collins, the 2nd and final UK top 10 for the Jamaican duo. Number 8, I'm Still Waiting by Diana Ross, her first solo UK number 1. Number 7, Tom Tom Turnaround by New World. Number 6, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo by Lobo, the first of 2 UK top 5s for a Florida singer. Number 5, Coco by Sweet, the glam band's first top 10. Number 4, Devil's Answer by Atomic Rooster, the biggest hit for a British hard rock band. Number 3, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep by Middle of the Road, a number 1 for a Scottish group. Number 2, Neverending Song of Love by The New Seekers, a British group's version of the Delaney and Bonnie song. And the number 1 song in the UK this week was Get It On by T-Rex, the 2nd number 1 for Mark Bolan and Company. Now we'll look at the American top 10. Number 10, Mercy Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye, his 12th top 10. Number 9, With the World Needs Now Is Love / Abraham Martin and John by Tom Clay. Number 8, Beginnings by Chicago, their 4th top 10. Number 7, It's Too Late by Carole King, the only number 1 for the legendary singer-songwriter. Number 6, Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver, the first hit for the country folk singer born in Roswell, New Mexico. Number 5, Dragging the Line by Tommy James, the biggest solo hit for the former frontman of the Shondells. Number 4, Mr. Big Stuff by Gene Knight, the biggest hit for a New Orleans soul singer. Number three, You've Got a Friend by James Taylor, the only number one for the Boston folk rocker. Number two, Indian Reservation by the Raiders. And the number one song in the USA this week was How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by the Bee Gees, their very first American number one. And now here's the Canadian top 10. Number 10, Mr. Big Stuff by Gene Knight. Number 9, It's Too Late by Carole King. Number 8, Dragging the Line by Tommy James. Number 7, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by the Bee Gees. Number 6, Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family, the third top 10 for the group led by Terry and Susan Jack. Number 5, You've Got a Friend by James Taylor. Number 4, Signs by the Five Man Electrical Band, the Ottawa band's most enduring hit. Number 3, Indian Reservation by the Raiders. Number 2, Don't Pull Your Love by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, a number one here for a trio from Los Angeles. And the number one song in Canada this week, and the one in our spotlight, was Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders. I talked about this Calgary group back in episode 16 when I covered their number two hit from earlier in 71, Carry Me. Now I'm talking about their follow-up single. Sweet City Woman is a banjo-driven country rock love song. Get a taste of the lyrics. Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman. I can see your face. I can hear your voice. I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. And the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. Yeah, yeah. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, bon. Bon, c'est bon, 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 bon. Bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, bon. Bon, c'est bon, 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 bon. So long, ma. So long, pa. So long, neighbors and friends. Like a country morning all snuggled in dew. Ah, she's got a way to make a man feel shiny and new. And she sings in the evening, old familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. And believe me, if a woman can sing to you and make you your favorite cookies, she's a keeper. But I'm not a macaroon guy. It's peanut butter or chocolate chip for me. Anyway, I don't know that this is a great song, but it's hard not to sing along and bop along to. And it's certainly in the conversation for best use of banjo by a rock band. Sweet City Woman was on the first of 4 weeks at number one. It was also their biggest American hit, peaking at number 8. Their only other U.S. top 40 was their 1975 cover of Ray Charles's Hit the Road, Jack, which scraped in at number 40. For more about the Stampeders, go back and listen to episode 16. So, how to sum up the pop music of August 1971? Folk-influenced pop had risen to the forefront, its gentler sound perhaps a reaction to the turbulence of the 60s. Songs about social issues were still able to find a mainstream audience, and stars of the previous decade were still going strong. But Britain was seeing a sparklier, more flamboyant kind of rock start to assert itself on the charts. Time once again for Old Man Yells at You. First, have a listen to the live album of the Concert for Bangladesh. You'll hear some of rock's biggest stars near their peak, plus some interesting sounds from the East. Then put on another album, the Creedence Clearwater Revival compilation, Chronicle Volume 1. There's a reason it's been among America's 200 best-selling albums of the year every year since 2010. Not catalog albums, not greatest hits albums, albums, period. And finally, consider reading the first of a promised 3 Bob Dylan autobiographies, 2004's Chronicles, Volume 1. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and Twitter feeds, both of which are at Mr. B Glovehead, or on the blog post for the episode, which is at bobbygloveskasey.blogspot.com. Or you can check out the Instagram account, at Old Man Yells at Music. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get some bonus content, and make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time on the show, we're continuing the Busted Bubbles series, looking at the songs that just missed the Billboard Hot 100 in 1976. Songs that couldn't get into the 100 when America turned 200. Until then, I'm Roger Stroop saying, I don't know what biggery is either, kid. Stay safe.